Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. Somebody said, if Richard Dent is innocent, why is he with this lawyer? I think because it's a very complicated case, and there are allegations of racism and being cut out of business deals, and that they created this person who's not been identified. You've got to read the story. It is really something. And a lot of text messages coming in about turning on your flashers during a storm. We'll talk about that coming up. Mary witnessed it over the weekend and researched it, and it's illegal, she said. Hey, on the phone is Gwen Thayer. Gwen is the interim department head of Special Collections and Research Center at North Carolina State University Libraries. And Gwen, my name is Lisa, and Bob Kessler's also in here because he adopted one of those greyhounds that we're going to talk about. And it looks like the greyhound racing industry is dying down, isn't it?
Yeah. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me. I became interested in the subject when I adopted a racing greyhound many years ago, and I found that there really hadn't been a sustained look at the history of the industry. So I took a deep dive into the topic, and that is obviously the result of my book, Going to the Dogs, Greyhound Racing, Animal Activism, and American Popular Culture. And in it, I did look at, I would say the rise and the fall of greyhound racing, and I do think it has, I'm not going to say imploded, because it's been a little longer than that, but it has ended or declined more rapidly than I thought it would, yes.
So in 1991, it was bringing $3.5 billion a year. In 2014, the last numbers, it was $500 million a year. And Bob, you adopted a greyhound, much like she did. But the concern was, what happens if this industry dies? What happens to the greyhounds that are left behind? Will they all get adopted out?
I don't know the final answer on that, but I do know there is a large community of individuals who really are enthusiastic about adopting greyhounds. So my guess would be that they would find homes at this point in time. I think the controversy was in the earlier years, many, many decades ago, when there really was no, there was not a robust adoption infrastructure for the greyhounds. And before that existed, that's when there were a lot of problems. But I believe now there's a pretty, a lot of people want a racing greyhound at this point in time. Bob, I think that was your name. I didn't quite catch it. Is that what you're seeing as well?
You know, I adopted mine, Joe, in 2007, and I used Greyhounds Only, which was the Chicago organization, and they were incredibly well organized. I mean, it was like applying for a job or something, or a bank loan. They went and visited you, and there's rigorous interviews. So I had to pass the test, and he turned out he was a wonderful companion. So I guess I'm just here to speak on behalf of, if people are considering this, they should, and they are qualified, they should do it, because they're amazing animals.
And Gwen, you probably feel the same way. This has been one of the biggest animal welfare debates of our time. And do you believe it is coming to an end? I know that the track in Dubuque is going to close. And how many does that leave?
Yeah, not a lot. I do think it does seem to be ending in this country, at least. I think there are a lot of reasons why this is happening. I think one of them is certainly the proactive response from anti-racing activists. I think that's definitely a part of it. I also think that the racing industry and the gambling industry and the entertainment industry have shifted throughout the decades, and Americans are choosing to spend their time in different ways for many different reasons. So I think the fall of greyhound racing is actually fairly complicated and a multitude of factors. But I think we could probably agree that it's really diminishing. And as I said before, it's happening more rapidly than I had actually thought when my book came out in 2013. I guess I didn't think I'd be sitting here in you know, wherever we are now, saying this right now that we're it looks to be about over. So,
yeah, and that's really what the news is today, that it really is coming to an end. There's no doubt about it. And there will be homes needed for these dogs, but it'll be interesting what happens to that breed in the future. It's still taking place in other countries, correct? Is it still booming in those countries, or is it, you know, kind of lackluster like it is here?
Yeah. I'm really not an expert in that, so I can't speak to that. I don't really know what will happen internationally, but certainly within the domestic market, I really think in the last number of decades, the number of greyhounds even being bred has gone down significantly. So we're not talking about the numbers that we saw at one point. Again, I can't speak to what's happening internationally. There's, you know, it's possible that it could come up in Macau and other areas where there are markets. I don't know. I can't speak to that. But certainly, I think in this country, it's becoming a part of our history, but probably not a part of our future.
Yeah. And so at one point it was normalized, and now people kind of look down on it, I would imagine.
Well, I think it depends on who we're talking about. I think it was more normalized at one point in time. I do believe that. I think that the more general sentiment by the majority of people is that, people look down on racing. But there are absolutely individuals in this country that support it wholeheartedly and are part of the industry. So there's absolutely not a consensus in this country at all. And what I talk about in my book are the reasons why we have that divisiveness in this culture about, you know, the role of animals, the role of working animals, the role of greyhounds in particular. So I think it's a complicated issue, but there's certainly not a consensus at all. But I think that the mainstream viewpoint, as I might say, is that it is more anti-racing. Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. We appreciate it. And Bob, what is that organization again?
It's called Greyhounds Only.
Okay.
And so if anyone's considering it, I would be happy to feel free to get in touch with me through the station if they want to talk about greyhounds. And, you know, just have a nice space on your couch, because they are couch potatoes for sure. They run hard, but they play hard, but they sleep hard too. They're wonderful.
Mary's got a check on weather and traffic. What's up, Mary?